One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a place that's as stunning as it is spooky.
Oh, you know I love a good ghost story. Where are we headed?
The Crescent Hotel, nestled right in the heart of the Ozark Mountains.
The Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. I've heard that place is crawling with paranormal activity.
Crawling might be an understatement. But you know what really gets me? It's not just the ghost stories, it's the history behind them.
Right, like how the past just seems to seep into the present in these old places.
Exactly. This hotel's been around since 1886. Imagine that, 1886. Back then, it was all about luxury and those, shall we say, cutting-edge medical treatments.
Oh yeah, I read about that. Dr. William Young, the guy who built the place, he was convinced the Ozarks had healing powers, like some kind of mystical medicinal air or something.
Yeah, mystical might be one word for it. So what kind of treatments are we talking about here? Leeches, bloodletting.
Well, they were really into hydrotherapy back then, all sorts of fancy baths and water treatments. And let's just say some of their medicinal tonics would make modern-day cough syrup taste like candy.
Yikes. Sounds more like a recipe for hallucinations than a cure-all.
Mm.
So how do we get from luxury spa to, well, one of the most haunted hotels in America?
Well, think about it. Places like this, they hold on to energy, you know.
Dream.
Joy, sorrow, fear, especially fear. It kind of gets embedded in the walls, the floors, even after the people are long gone.
So you're saying the Crescent is basically soaking in over a century's worth of, well, everything.
Precisely. And it's seen its fair share of tragedy. Take Flora Crump, for instance. Her story's practically a ghost story starter pack.
Oh, I know about Flora. Didn't she die under mysterious circumstances?
She did. Picture this. It's the early 1900s. Flora checks into the Crescent hoping for a miracle cure. Maybe one of those special tonics. Anyway, shortly after a treatment, she's found dead in the bathroom.
Wait, just like that? What happened?
No one knows for sure. Some say heart attack, others whisper about foul play, maybe even a medical experiment gone wrong. Either way, it's a tragic end.
And now she's the hotel's resident ghost, right?
Pretty much. Guests claim to see her, heartbroken and searching, always near those same bathrooms. Like she's reliving that final moment over and over.
Oh, man. That's just sad and creepy. But she's not the only one, is she? What about that whole crying baby thing I keep hearing about?
Yes, the crying baby. Classic haunting trope, wouldn't you say? It plays on our deepest fears, parental instincts, all that.
For sure. I mean, imagine checking in for a relaxing weekend and all you hear is a baby crying. I'd be freaked out.
Exactly. And what makes it even creepier is that people report hearing it even when there are no infants staying at the hotel. Makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder if it's even a real baby.
See? Now that's what makes this place so fascinating.
And it's not just full-on apparitions, right? It's the other stuff, too.
So,
the sounds, the weird vibes.
Oh, absolutely. Unexplained noises are a dime a dozen at the Crescent. Footsteps when no one's there. Doors slamming shut for no reason.
Okay, see, that's what would get me. That feeling of someone or something always lurking just out of sight.
It's like that old saying, if these walls could talk, well, at the Crescent, they just might whisper back.
No, thank you. I think I've had enough whispering for one episode. Though, speaking of whispers, that reminds me we have to talk about the ghost hunters.
Ah, yes, those guys. They actually investigated the Crescent, you know? Brought all their fancy gadgets and everything.
Yeah, like it was a science experiment. Did they find anything, actual proof of a ghost?
Well, they didn't catch Flora on camera doing the dishes or anything, but they did get some pretty interesting EVPs.
EVPs. Sorry, not up on my ghost hunting lingo.
Electronic voice phenomena. Basically, you record in a supposedly empty room, and sometimes you hear voices on the playback that weren't there before.
Hold on. So they're recording? Nothing. Silence. And hoping a ghost decides to butt into the conversation.
Pretty much. But at the Crescent, they recorded whispers, moans, even what sounded like Flora calling for help. Pretty creepy stuff.
Okay, I'll admit, that's a little freaky. But couldn't it just be old pipes or the wind or something?
That's what skeptics say. But some of those EVPs were analyzed by audio experts, and they ruled out any normal explanations.
So, we're left with ghosts. Disembodied voices just floating around.
It's one explanation. And then there's the team that took things even further. Paranormal lockdown. They spent 3 whole days locked inside the Crescent.
Talk about dedication. What did they find? Besides an aversion to sunlight, I mean.
Oh, they had it all. Apparitions, shadow figures darting around, objects moving on their own. One of them even claims to have a photo of a shadowy figure that looks exactly like Flora standing in the hallway.
A ghost picture. Now that's what I call evidence.
Right. It's enough to make even the most skeptical person wonder if there isn't something more going on at the Crescent Hotel.
So we've got phantom cries, disembodied voices, maybe even a ghost photo. It's like the Crescent Hotel is a paranormal magnet. What makes it so special?
Well, we talked about the history, all those intense emotions swirling around, but there's something else. The Crescent's location. It's smack dab in the middle of the Ozarks.
You know, I've always felt like the Ozarks were a little different, a little touched by something ancient.
Exactly. Native American lore is full of stories about spirits and strange happenings in these hills. People have reported weird occurrences there for centuries, almost like the line between our world and the spirit world is blurry there, you know.
Blurry? What, like those photos where the camera moves and everything's out of focus?
More like thin, like a veil that's worn out in spots. Some believe those spots, those thin places, are where it's easier for spirits to cross over. And the Ozarks, with its history, its energy, might just be one of those places.
Okay, so it's not just the hotel itself. It's like the whole region is a giant paranormal amplifier.
That's one way to put it. The Crescent Hotel, with all its baggage, sits right in the middle of it all. No wonder things get a little weird there.
Weird is putting it mildly. But you know, some folks would say it's all in our heads. Our imaginations running wild in a creepy old hotel.
True, the power of suggestion is strong. But even the biggest skeptic has to admit, there's a lot we just can't explain. Especially at a place like the Crescent, with its long history of strange and unsettling events.
You know what really got me? That whole thing about the lanterns moving on their own, even when they weren't lit.
Ah, yes. The mysterious dancing lanterns. Definitely makes you wonder.
Like someone, or something, is trying to send a message. Maybe it's Flora, trying to communicate from beyond the grave.
Chilling, isn't it? It makes you think, doesn't it? Is the Crescent Hotel haunted by past tragedies, by restless spirits, or simply by our own need to believe in something beyond the everyday? That's the real question, and I guess the answer depends on what you're willing to believe.
Well said. And for anyone listening who's feeling brave, or maybe a little reckless, look up some pictures of the Crescent Hotel. See if it lives up to the hype. And who knows, maybe you'll even catch a glimpse of something you can't quite explain. Until next time, keep exploring the unexplained. And remember, the truth is out there. Somewhere.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.